Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, our scripture about do not fear.
Yes. Comes out of Joel 2:21 and 2:22, it looks like. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield their riches.
Wow. Wow. I love doing these scriptures every day. On today's call, we're going to talk about
serious subject.
Yes, we are. Eight reasons it's expensive to be poor. People who are poor are victimized on several levels. First, it costs money to be poor. Most banks are moving out of inner city neighborhoods, and check cashing services are moving in. The reason for this is simple. Many check cashing companies are owned by banks and financial institutions who've discovered they can make a greater net profit with checking cash services than with a full-service bank. For example, check cashing fees vary from $5 to $50 for cashing a $500 check. The italicized text below that I'm going to share with you is directly taken from the website of a company that has 1,200 payday loan centers. This is it. Zach quotes. How much does it cost? The fee is competitive and in compliance with applicable state or federal law. It is our goal to offer you the best service at the most competitive fee possible. Well, next question there. And again, directly from their website. Were payday loans outrageously expensive? No. A typical payday loan can be less expensive than any other alternative. A $100 payday advance with a $15 fee, well, that's 391% APR. $100 credit card balance with a $37 late fee is 965% APR. A $100 utility bill with a $46 late or reconnect fee is 1,203% APR. $100 bounce check with a $54
non-sufficient funds
merchant fee, 1,409% APR. Other costly alternatives to a two-week payday loan were obtained from bankrate.com. APR was calculated by taking the fee, dividing it by a 14-day loan period, and then multiplying it by 365 days. End of quote. This payday loan company has taken the most extreme cases to justify their fee of $15 or 391% interest for an advance of $100. Frankly, that is insane logic.
That is the truth. And second, most poor people don't have checking accounts. They pay their bills with money orders, which are also expensive. Especially, and I say especially, when done month after month after month. Third, in securing basic services like water and electricity, poor people are required to put up a greater deposit if they don't have a checking account, credit card, or any credit history. And fourth, if poor people need to borrow money, it's generally from a finance service company. They're the only ones that'll do business with them. That's the new name for finance company, since their reputation is so bad, they had to change their name. That's how bad it is. The rates at these exorbitant companies, because when you're poor, paying high interest rate is the only option you even have for getting a loan. And fifth, when you're poor, it's sometimes difficult to negotiate for a better deal.
Many poor people who want a car end up taking the only deal that's offered to them. The price of the car is not discounted. They also pay the retail value of a pre-owned car. They're charged a high interest rate on top of that. No discount and a high interest rate means the buyer will have more money in the car than it's worth. It will be upside down on the value of the car. So if they owe more than the car is worth, they're eventually stuck for paying for a car that may not be running well or, frankly, running at all. It's been reported that people making under $30,000 a year generally pay at least 2 percentage points more in interest for a car loan.
Six, groceries are also more expensive for poor people. Surveys show that the prices in similar chains are 10 to 15% higher in poorer neighborhoods than in affluent ones. Unbelievable. And seventh, credit card companies are now targeting poor people and those with bad credit. Have you ever seen television commercials where they say, no credit, bad credit, it doesn't matter, we will issue you a credit card. Watch out. The kind of credit cards given to people with bad or no credit have high interest rates and charge the consumer a fee for every imaginable service. There's a fee for a statement, a fee to talk to somebody on the phone, and the list goes on. In short, poor people are charged fees that other people are not. And eight, poor people are more likely to buy their appliances, electronics, and furniture from rent-to-own places. It's not unusual for a person to end up paying $700 for a $200 television once all the interest and the fees are rolled in.
Finally, more poor people watch television than any other group, and therefore advertisers target poor people because they have less education on such issues. As of this writing, I was led to Amos chapter 8, verses 4 through 6, Amos 8, 4 through 6 in the Message Bible, which says, listen to this, you who walk all over the weak, you who treat the poor people as less than nothing, who say, when's my next paycheck coming so I can go out and live it up? How long till the weekend when I can go out and have a good time? Who gives little and takes much and never do an honest day's work? You exploit the poor, using them, and then when they're used up, you discard them. It is a vicious cycle, almost conspiratorial. Manufacturers, advertisers, and creditors are literally seducing people into debt. The less a person understands about money, the more easily they are seduced. Make no mistake about it. There are people who pay big money to figure out how to tempt unsuspecting consumers into buying their products, luring them with easy credit. Judgment Day is coming. And I can tell you that God will not take lightly those who've been taking advantage of the poor.
You know, there's several things a person, even a poor person, can do to improve their financial situation. You're just down on it and things are not looking good. First, you can get $200 and go to the closest bank to your home. Introduce yourself to the manager, telling them that you're coming out of debt and want to establish some good credit. Tell the manager that you want to deposit $200 in their bank for 6 months, but also you want to borrow $200 for 6 months. Let them know the payments for the $200 can be bank drafted out of the account that contains your $200. Regardless of your credit, the bank will make you this loan because you have collateralized or guaranteed the loan by giving them the $200 up front. After 6 months, you will have a 1-to-1 on your, an I-1 on your credit file. You are taking $200 back home with you. You will be paying a small amount of interest on your account, but it is a small price to pay for establishing or reestablishing credit. Second, never accept the deal you're being offered as the only one that's available to you. Take the time to shop around and don't forget to negotiate each of the offers. Ask them, is this the very best you can do? If the answer is yes, well, move on to the next place and see what they can do for you. Remember, it's not your money, it's God's, and you're learning how to be a good steward of the money that he's entrusted to you. Third, some poorer people develop victim mentality. That's a matter of positioning the negative in your own mind. Don't accept that. You are just as capable of being smart with your money as anyone else on planet Earth. You only need to make up your mind to study the subject so you can know how to make wiser choices. I may be telling you this for you to be telling somebody else. But you can make a few mistakes along the way. It's often how we learn not to make that mistake again. Everybody can think of something they did that they really shouldn't have been doing. But let me be clear. People with a victim mentality are going to be poor and disappointed all the time. It's a fact. But we don't need to complain about anything that you and I and God can change together.
Hallelujah. Mm. Lastly and most importantly, the first thing a poor person needs to get rid of is poor thinking.
That's right.
And realize the situation's only temporary. Understanding more about money will help a person develop a positive mentality, which will feed their self-confidence. Creditors are not able to take advantage of people who are confident they have a plan to get out of debt because they won't fall for their tricks. Remember, it's not where you're at, it's where you're going. If you feel that you're poor, I want you to say this with me. Today is the poorest I'll ever be. Say it again. Today is the poorest I'll ever be. If you're broke, then I want you to say, I'll never be broke again.
Right.
I'll never be broke again. Start making a determined decision that you'll never be broke or poor again. Then go and do something about it.
That's right. And you can. There's lots of ways to get out of that.
Absolutely.
And let me say one thing. Once you get credit, a lot of times this happens. Once you get credit, people start coming after you. Oh, you can buy this. Oh, you can buy that. Do not fall for that, or you're going to be right back where you started.
Absolutely. Think on these things. What we've shared today may not apply to you, but it may be that you have family members or friends that knowing this information
would really help them.
Would really help them. So just think of this as you being able to help somebody else.
That's it.
So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.